Firstly, I'd like to welcome Nir Rabbi on behalf of all of us. Within a minute or Nir Rabbi entering the room, the whole atmosphere changed. Did you feel that? And the song was very appropriate as well, saying that the angel from the faraway land has come. And that was the experience I had anyway. Well, these days, we're staying up here these days. And I was saying to Nir Rabbi that you stay downstairs and we're up here. And he said that's why he said yes without even sort of thinking when we requested for him to come to this session. So I'd like to thank Nir Rabbi for that. Does everyone know Nir Rabbi here? Who's sort of meeting Nir Rabbi for the first time? One or two, three. Nir Rabbi, how do I introduce Nir Rabbi? Uncle Nir Rabbi, yes. Uncle Nir Rabbi. I'll share a personal experience with Nir Rabbi. I've known Nir Rabbi since the age of seven, for sort of last 20 years. I was seven. I would have been my previous birth. I may have known him, I don't know. And in those days, there was just Pandav Bhavan. There was nothing else, just Pandav Bhavan. And from the age of seven, me and my brother started coming to Madhuban. And Nir Rabbi was one of the key people in sort of pulling us to come again and again to Madhuban. And that was because he'd always take us for picnics every second or third day. Or he'd always give us tollies. And we'd sort of pass Nir Rabbi's office every sort of 10, 15, 20 minutes just to get tollies. And when he wasn't in his office, have you seen his office in Pandav Bhavan? We'd wait there for him inside. So when he did come in, we'd ask for tollie. And the thing with Nir Rabbi was he'd always give the best tollies. Some of the others, you know, there would be other dadis sitting in the courtyard, because in those days they'd sit in the courtyard. You know, you'd get the same tollie. And as children, you want something special, different all the time. So in Nir Rabbi, he'll tell the brother, go and get this tollie, that tollie. So there was love for Nir Rabbi from such a young age. And also, Peace Park. We'd go to Peace Park regularly and play cricket with Nir Rabbi. And that was a special experience as well. So from a sort of a young age, there was a closeness, a feeling of sort of belonging. And that sort of attracted us to come to Madhuban every year. But Nir Rabbi is a pillar, I would say, of the Yogya. He's been with Baba over 50 years now, 46 years. But he's one of the main key instrument brothers or in the Yogya, and he's been a key for getting the Yogya to where it is today. So that's a brief introduction on my experience of Nir Rabbi. Nir Rabbi, you're aware that the theme of the retreat is My Baba. And I've got some questions that I'd like to ask you, but I know the rest of us have also got questions, which there will also be an opportunity to ask as well. But let me start the ball rolling, as to say. You came to Gyan when you were a young man. Not to say that you're old now, you're still young, but you're around 20 at that time. And what was your experience? What was your sort of your feeling when you met Baba for the first time? What was it that touched you at that time? And what was your relationship with Baba then? And what is your relationship with Baba now? I say that because in those days, you were young, you were in the Indian Navy, you lived in the city of Bombay, which had its own sort of attractions, and now you're in Madhuban. What's your relationship now, and what was it then?
Om Shanti. What do the young people like? To fall in love. When I wrote my first letter to Baba after 15 days and I got the reply from then on, that was after about, I should say, 3 weeks. Then on, the love affair started. Baba wrote 2 pages, I wrote 4 pages. Baba wrote 6 pages, I wrote 8 pages. Baba wrote 10 pages, I wrote 12 pages. That's how it went. And it went on and on until I met personally. And in that personal meeting, we didn't speak anything, just drishti. And during that drishti, the vision of Shiv Baba's presence. For 10 minutes or so, no talk, no words, but the experience, being face to face, being together, and being in the highest, I should say, best experience. Soul consciousness, what is soul consciousness, was felt at that time. What happens in God's presence, I felt that. And then what happens? I promise. Yes, Baba, I recognize you. From now on, this life will be for your service. And it has been all along very beautiful association, togetherness, whatever you call it. But then we all know Baba wants all of us, you know, to develop, to progress, to refine, and to reach our final stages. So from time to time, Baba's signals, Baba's letters, Baba's directions, they were always there to see that by chance, due to age factor, there could be times to falter, but he didn't let me do that. As the best friend, always there to listen, to guide, and to help, I should say. That's how it has been.
How have you been able to sustain that over these 46 years? How have you sort of, you know, in any relationship, you have to sort of, they say you have to work at a relationship. Have you felt that you've had to work at your relationship with Baba? Or has it been natural and sort of free-flowing all the way? Or have you had to, what have you had to do to...
In fact, it was Baba who worked on me. I didn't work, to be very frank. I have gone through 4 stages. I shared this in, I think, either London or it was in retreat center in New York, Peace Village. What I have seen is, in the beginning it was childhood, when Baba was taking so much care. And he gave a lot of time, lot of attention personally. That's something which I have appreciated, valued all my life. From day one when I met, that was in July 1959. I think all of you were in your previous life at that time. It was around 13th or 14th July. See, Baba gave himself completely to myself and to other sisters and brothers, actually. What I felt, as if all of his time was meant for us, from morning till evening. I spent 10 days when I came to Baba here in Madhuban, and then again 40 days in Bombay with Baba. Whole day, except going to my, place of rest in the evening. Otherwise, throughout the day, I was there with Baba. And that was something like Baba was giving me, on one side, a lot of love, lot of nourishment for upbringing, and at the same time, giving proper guidance to become a serviceable child. And that was something which I feel even till today, the most powerful thing to happen in my life, because that built a very, very firm foundation for leading the spiritual life. Because we learn a lot by seeing examples, and to see Brahma Baba's example personally from such closeness, that was the most valuable thing in my life. And then it was like, it's in the Indian tradition. I have seen, the Shankaracharya of Dwarka training or educating a young boy to groom him to become Shankaracharya later on. From the age of 5 or 6, they start grooming. Here I was already 20. And I think Baba also must have seen the sanskars of the soul very clearly. I shared this before also. You see, when I came to meet Baba for the first time, after 1 week, I was supposed to return. And as it happens, I didn't feel like returning. So I shared that with Baba. Baba, I don't feel like returning. I want to spend more time here. And Baba said, this is your home. You stay as long as you wish. So I think that was the time when Baba had also recognized the soul and gave so much love and opportunity in every way, attention. And during those 40 days spent in Bombay, in Baba's company, that was the basic training I was receiving, actually. For many things, for yajna service, Baba would send me, okay, do this, do that. Little things, slowly, slowly, then big things. And from that, now I feel, at that time I didn't understand, I simply remained enthusiastic about being near Baba and doing whatever Baba wants, nothing else. But now I see that Baba had seen my role, and keeping that in his view, I think he gave full attention, training, education, in many ways. You just imagine Baba looking at my chart every week for years. It was after 6.5 years when Baba wrote to me Sweet child, you can keep writing the chart. Whenever Baba wants, Baba would ask for it. You can keep it there. After 6 months, I thought Baba perhaps has forgotten about asking for chart, so I stopped writing. Somebody must have complained against me, you know. I received a letter after a few days. Sweet child, send your chart of the previous week. One thing is there that good or bad happenings. I never wrote anything which was not right as it was. I used to write to Baba. So I just wrote back, Baba, it was just a week ago when I thought you don't need my chart. I stopped writing. From today onwards, I would start writing again and send you after a week. And it went on for years.
You mentioned that you were privileged enough to spend a lot of time with Baba. And I remember you sharing a story some time back, saying that when Baba was coming to Bombay, the sister in charge of the center had given you 50 rupees to go and buy some fruit for Baba.
Yeah, that was during that training period.
You may have heard this, but... And then
during those 40 days.
And you had the thought that, well, I've got 50 rupees here. I could sort of double that if I played this game. There was a game going on in the sort of in the market that the way Nirvebhai was going to collect the fruit. And Nirvebhai...
No, I will tell you. I will tell you. Siddhadi Pushpashanta, she gave me 50 rupees. Somebody had given that 50 rupees to buy fruit, basket full of fruit from the market for Baba, and I had 5 rupees with me, you know, for my traveling expenses and other things, so 55 rupees total. And I thought I better save, even, you know, spending for the tram. At that time tram was there, so I walked from the center towards the fruit market, which was about 2-3 kilometers away. On the way, I saw some people, you know, together. And I just got interested in that. What is happening here? And what they were doing. Has anyone got a belt? No, waist belt. So they were making a coil and putting a pencil, you know, to see that the belt is held there. So you give 1 rupee, and if you can do that, you get 2 rupees back, like this. Gambling. So I thought, if I do this, I can earn another 55 rupees. And have 2 baskets for Baba. That kind of thing. Slowly and slowly, I lost all the 55 rupees. And then came to senses. And then walked back to the center and...
Can you share what...
It was just about, you know, 6 months, how many? 8 months after Gyan, this happened. And then, you know, I felt very sad about what had happened. With a small face. Went back to the center and shared this story with Dadi Pushpashanta, you know, she was there at that time, like my holy mother, so didn't hid anything from her also. And And she said, "What?" What would Baba say? And that made me more, you know, low inside. I became a little tense. She said, "We'll go in the evening to Baba and you beg pardon from Baba for this." I said, "Okay." So we went together because I didn't have the courage to go alone to Baba. And then on being there, Dadi went to Baba's room first and just shared with her, "Nirvair wants to speak to you about something, a mistake he has made." And Baba said, "Yes, sweet child, come in." So I went to Baba's room with a very small face and, you know, fearing inside, now what would Baba say? So I shared with Baba what had happened. So Baba asked me, "So how much, totally, how much money did you lose?" I said, 55 rupees. Baba said, "That's all? Only 55 rupees? That's nothing, sweet child. Many, many Baba's children, sometimes they go to the race course, they lose thousands of rupees. This is nothing. Don't worry. But be careful in future." So ever since, I never had the thought even to play like that. So the sanskar was gone completely. Before that, I used to play tambola or something, you know, in the Indian Navy.
So that was a practical experience or example of how Baba's love transformed you.
Baba's love and being truthful to Baba. You know, I could have said anything else also, somebody pickpocketed this, that. No. Being truthful, that brings Baba's love. Draws Baba's love. But that story is now so old, you are asking me today.
But what I wanted to...
That was more than 45 years ago.
But that story is a very good story that illustrates how Baba's love and as you say, the
practical
truth, transformed you. Why is it that we all experience Baba's love, but we're not able to sort of channel that love into power to transform us? We have the, you know, we feel we're honest and truthful with Baba. We have the love, we experience the love, but there isn't the transformation or that permanent transformation. There may be temporary change, but there isn't the permanent transformation.
See, you can try one simple way I will share with you. Whatever comes in your mind or whatever comes in your heart, if you can write it and complete story, you can write complete thing, whatever is there, but very truthfully, write it and put it under Baba's pillow. That would be gone completely. The easiest way to overcome some of the things. And when you do this from your heart, you will feel Baba's love, so much love. You would be, I won't say drawn, but you will be merged in Baba's love, ocean of love. You will feel so close. You will feel so light and relaxed. You see, happiness comes later, but relaxed. Otherwise, youth age means learning by making mistakes. We are not born perfect, as they say, you know. We are come to Baba to become perfect, and it takes lifetime to become perfect. But how to conquer the weaknesses? So on one side is accepting and without fear. What do you call having full confidence in Baba, you see. Never think, oh, because during those days Sakar Baba was there, he kept everything to his heart. Now we don't know who is going to handle these letters. Don't have such thoughts. You simply write your whatever comes in your mind. Just write with the thought you want to get rid of this. You have to be sincere with yourself. This is where, you know, the change takes place only when on one side we are sincere with ourselves and other side is we are really determined. We want to change. Then you will find everything becomes easy. But keep it in mind, one thing, determination has to be there. Realize something very deeply and take a decision. This is not helpful to me in my godly life. I want to become perfect. 100% perfect. And Baba says, I give you 6 months. 1 month is already over. 5 months. So someone asked me this question. How can we become perfect in 6 months? And I, you know, having a little background of my naval career, I said, hoist the flag of victory today. Not after 6 months. If you wait for 6 months, you will have to work again for 6 months. And again after 6 months, you will ask for more 6 months. Today, now, when that is the determination, you are going to win, definitely. Youth age means enthusiastic. To do something which people think is impossible, the youth can do. Make it possible. This is what I have learned. And that has kept me in my youthful consciousness till to date. If I have to write my date of birth and all, then I become conscious. I am 66. Otherwise, I am 25, 26 always. Because it's only the youth age which can bring that kind of feeling inside. Yes, I can do it. Who else will do it? So hoist the flag of victory today itself. Whatever is already known to you in the form of something to be overcome, something to be conquered, do it today. Don't wait for tomorrow. And you will find, after 6 months, you will be able to hold your head high and receive Baba's drishti with a smile.
You mentioned being relaxed and light. Two things that I very much see in you, You're always relaxed. You're chilled out. You're cool. But at the same time, you have so much sort of responsibilities as an instrument. But you're still able to sort of interact on a very personal level. But also, there isn't the feeling that you're, you know, there's the feeling that you're still merged with Baba. You're with, you know, my Baba. You're with Baba at the time. How are you able to sort of be that relaxed and loving in your interaction, but also at the same time being merged with Baba, but not getting influenced with your interaction?
That's the experience. You know, we learn from experience. It doesn't come just like that. Aim is there. But it comes by and by. There are a few things which I have retained right from the beginning. First of all, you know, I ask myself, what was the purpose of coming to Baba? What did I look for? Second is, why did I accept it? Third thing is, I have accepted that each one, everyone, has one's own unique role to play. And so my role is unique. I have to play my role accurately. What happens? There is sometimes a feeling of lot of competition. And that is one negative feeling which becomes a problem in our effort making. But if we just remain conscious, you know, that we are all part of the bouquet. Each flower has its own beauty. Let me retain my own individuality. But at the same time, I have to be amongst that bouquet. The person who prepares the bouquet would place each flower accurately at its own place, so that the bouquet looks so beautiful. Whether you take it this way, Baba and drama, they place me at the right place. All that I have to do is to retain my own beauty, own shine, own freshness. This would keep you connected with Baba always. And one thing I think you would agree with me, the moment we are connected with Baba, the smile is there on the face. And that's the moment when you always feel light. If that is not there, we struggle. So being natural yogi is the basis of all that achievement. And for being natural yogi, Baba says, remind yourself from time to time, just like the traffic control we had. But again, it comes to my mind, you know, I have decided once for all, I have decided whatever may happen, I am not going to lose my temper. Because after losing my temper, what happens? Everything goes up and down, and then I have to repent. So if I don't lose my temper, I don't have to repent. Another side is, look at all the people who invented new things. Whether they are Nobel laureates today or of the past, they are all quiet, they are all peaceful, they are all in their own world. So that way, you know, when we prepare pictures for exhibition and all, you show the yogi, how a yogi is there. Drawn, introverted, and yet smiling, all that. So that has to be experienced, that has to be applied practically. The joy in living by those principles, what we tell others, the joy is so much. And the last thing I would share is accepting others also as they are. They have all unique roles to play. So once you accept them, whatever roles you would feel very comfortable with everyone, and that would make you smile all the time. Not only Brahmins, even others, wherever they are, whatever they are doing, they are playing their own roles. I think it was in the youth program that if you want to change the world, what do? That the whole world is there, and then father calls the boy to put things together, and the boy is not able to do it, and then the father says, okay, go on the other side of the painting. And there is the painting, the line drawing of the human figure. So he puts that together, and the globe becomes perfect. That's what we have to learn ourselves. Let's work on our own selves.
I have lots more questions, but I'd like to open it up to the rest of the group. If anyone else has got any questions they would like to ask Nirvebhai, now's the time.
Yes, please. I can hear you, but I would like to listen to you. I will tell you.
Kate was saying that it seems that you never had to make effort, but what have you had to do for that? Sorry, I didn't hear.
My question was, by the sounds of it, you've never felt distant from Baba, but if you have, what did you do about it?
When I felt distant from Baba, that's what you mean. I'll tell you one practical example. normally elders don't share these such experiences, but as I said, I'm not an elderly person, so these days it has become very easy for double foreigners to come to India and for brothers and sisters from India to go abroad. But I'm talking of my first visit, 1982. It was planned that I should represent Dadiji at the UN, because there was invitation from there in her name. And at that time, the elders decided, and I was ready to go. In between, there was a little, I don't know how it all happened, but yeah. And there were suggestions that instead Jagdish Bhai should go. So what happens in youth age? You know, the thoughts did come, what is this, when Dadi and Didi, once they tell me you have to go, now again the change. So I was little upset. What happens then? I became little sulky, distance. Baba came in the evening in meditation hall, and I had gone to the lakeside, Naki Lake. Youth age, rebel. So I just sat there, you see, on the fence wall, looked at the waves, the light reflecting, and you see, very deep connection with Baba. And as if I am listening to what Baba is saying here. The Murli. After half an hour, you know, just counting the waves, listening, after about half an hour, the realization came. Whatever happens in drama is best for you. Why do you worry so much? And then the thought came, when Baba is here, you came here because of Baba, not for going abroad. And Baba is there in meditation hall, and you are sitting here on the lakeside. So I decided to come back and listen to Baba's remaining Murli. Joined the... And in that meeting, you know, when I was so detached from the thought, Baba decided, gave directions to Dadi. That I should go. And only 1 week was left. I had to get my visa, no preparation. Then Baba said, don't worry, everything will get organized. And if you don't get your dress stitched here in during that time, never mind, everything is available in the foreign countries, ready-made. Now here comes something more than what we would think. You know, we have limited, our own power to perceive and so many things. But once we have given our life to Baba, then he is responsible and he takes care to that extent. Even if we try to go little away, he won't let us go. So you better think about it before you decide. Hope you get me. Once you decide, he won't let you go away. So the distance which we may think that, oh, now I'm away from Baba. No, Baba always keeps us very near. That you can see from the Murlis every time. Even the previous Murli, the last one. He says, don't worry about what happened so far, from now on, like this. See, if we were to keep distance, we won't come to Baba. Then the people who are to keep distance, they are away. It's only our own thinking which creates that distance. This is where the decision to surrender completely comes. Surrendering your thoughts, surrendering your mind, surrendering your intellect, surrendering your sanskars, everything. I have taken it in a very positive way. Surrendering means merging. And when you merge, you get colored. Then your sanskars become Baba's sanskars. Your vision becomes what Baba's vision is. So this is how we have to accept. I'm sure if you reflect on those moments when you feel distant, it's not because of Baba. It's because of our own creation. We churn unnecessary things and that becomes the distance. Such faith has to be there. What is that? Simple faith.
Any more questions?
Hope it's clear. I think this is a natural sanskar in all of us. You see, when we give introduction of the soul or self, what are the original qualities or, being peaceful, being loveful, being knowledgeful. So being loveful is our own nature. You can't remain without being in love. Can you? You can't exist actually without love. And when we have connection with Baba, that we love with Baba, then love for all. That's why when they play, before you score any points, what do we say? love all. It means in innocence we love all. It's only when we start fighting for our team, the numbers start counting, and then there is fierce fight to win. Natural sanskar, natural, I shouldn't say instinct, it's nature. Nothing can exist without love. The scientists and environmentalists, even they have proved, even the plants, they grow better, plants and fruits, with love. The animals, they respond so much with love. Human beings, they just live because of love. We are all here only because of love, otherwise we won't be here. But because there is no selfishness, so we are all together. Yes, am I clear, or still you need something more than that? Yes, we have passion for godly life, no doubt. If we didn't have the passion, we won't have this retreat. Those who have passion, they are here. Those who don't have, they are not here. Even from Brahmins, even from the youth group, youth age. Passion for learning. I gave you one example about my first traveling abroad. There are many other things. Now I will share one example, okay? Practical side. You see, when this Gyan Sarovar was to be built, we purchased the land. But to build such a big complex, I didn't have the courage. There were, you know, suggestions that I should take up the responsibility. But as I said, I didn't have the courage. I felt I'm not that experienced. But from Baba it came, through the Adi Gulzar. You have to do it. We had a meeting, Dadiji and Dadi Gulzar and myself. And I shared with them that I don't have the confidence. And yet Dadi shared this, but Baba says, you have to do it. I said, but do you have that much confidence in me that I can do it? She said, when Baba says you can do it, we have confidence. Then I asked both the dadis, okay, you have to tell me 3 times each. And when they said three times each, then only I took up the responsibility. And then I had to request them for some special favors. I said, I would read the Murli. I will have my meditation and read the Murli every morning. Don't expect me to join the Murli class, because it's such a thing, after Baba's Yad and Murli, the mind is so fresh to visualize things, to reflect and to plan. And they gave me the permission. So every morning, that was the time when I used to have, you know, reflections, new visions, and then share with the engineers. I think I shared this last time, how the entire plan was, you know, visualized in 10 minutes. The architect was asking for the requirements. What do you want me to write, to plan? And then I told him, okay, you wait outside my office. Give me 10 minutes. And I just, you know, went to Baba in the subtle regions, in my consciousness, looking at Baba and just waiting for the answer. And after some time, took the pen in hand, noted down what is needed, and gave that to the architect, and that's what you see here. I have learnt one thing. It's one of my best and special experiences. You know, learning from some people, I don't know what you call them, who take the soul back to previous lives.
Regression.
So if they can do, a human soul, human beings can do that, with Baba's help, I can go back. What did we do kalpa ago to visualize that? That's what I did at that time. It has happened not once, many times. And sometimes Baba wants us to do, and the thoughts come with so much force. That happened with what we did in Delhi, you know, this ORC. Again and again it was coming in my mind. I won't be able to do anything because I don't have the resources. Sharing with Dadi, Dadi would say, you just take care of Madhuban, don't worry about Delhi. There are people there. But I said, but this thought is coming again and again. And then I continued reflecting, listening to Baba, churning, and then it came very clear. Baba says, the two governments, Pandav government and the Kaurav government, unless you have something big from Pandav government side, they will not look at you. And just imagine practically, when the academy was ready, the President of India first wanted to have a seminar there. And then he got the feedback that the academy is ready and it's worth inaugurating. And he sent feelers. President would like to inaugurate. Just imagine. So we see things happening. All that we have to do is to remain connected with Baba and visualize. It's a beautiful experience. I'm sure you too must be having such experiences. One has different role to play. So that's how it is.
The question is, how do you know, when you have a problem, how do you know when to ask a senior about it for advice, or when you actually have the strength within to sit down and solve it with Baba?
What kind of problem?
There's different situations, but if I can give you a practical example. When I doubted myself as being the youth coordinator in my city, and I approached the senior about it, I couldn't express what I wanted to say, and so the answer that I got didn't solve the tension that I had inside. And it actually made me feel worse afterwards.
I think you can always share your own vision, your own thoughts, your own planning. If it's accurate, it will be accepted. And if it's not accepted, and you are given some other thoughts, you reflect on it, how far that is practical. And if you find it's not practical, you again share your thoughts. Because on practical, in practical work, we have to deal with the other souls. Baba can guide us accurately to prepare the plan, but the plan has to be implemented in practical, and in practical we have to deal with our seniors and also juniors and also colleagues.
But when it's a personal problem, like for example self-respect, if I'm having an internal tension within and it's not really service related, then sometimes I think that I'm sitting with Baba and I'm solving it, but it could be that I'm just forgetting, or I don't know.
Laugh it off. Because, you see, many things get solved when your mind becomes light. You know, if you are tense, it can't be solved. Even if you are receiving right guidance, right answer, because of your own so the reception is not accurate. It happens with me every day. When I switch on my radio, sometimes because of the disturbance around, you know, electrical, there is so much noise in the radio, so I can't hear properly. But the day those things are not there, the same radio is working so well. Hope you get me. Because he loves me. He's ocean of love. What else he has to do? And for whom has he got that love? If he doesn't give us, how can we praise him from copper age that you are the ocean of love? Okay, I ask one question from you or from anyone. What is the proof that he loves you? He says, I love you most. What is the proof? Anyone? What's the proof that he loves you? Unless he comes, he doesn't love you? Okay. No. See, you have to write an essay on this. Now, this is a homework I gave you. Write a nice, nice article. What makes you feel that Baba or God loves you so much. And keep all the three aspects of time in mind when you write this article. The present, the past, the present and future, all the three, which bring you the feeling He loves you so much. I'm sure when you write that, your tears of love would be flowing all the time. Many, many aspects. Brahmin life. I'm sure you have read that book, Brahmin Life, Diamond Life. No. He bestows so much actually. Previously it was just imagination. Now we see it practically. You just think about the life, the quality of life you have achieved. Just take just one example. Material level. Should I tell you? On material level? Jokingly I share this when some of the sisters, you know, they celebrate their surrendering ceremony. Copy. When you give introduction of the institution, what do you say? How many centers are there? At present, more than 6,000, they say, in 87 countries. Okay? We say they are all Baba's centers. Okay? So when you become Baba's child, Baba's heir apparent, can you just think, can you just reflect that you own so many places in the world? What a fortune. All the Brahmins say, well, whatever we have all belongs to you, Baba. And you are Baba's heir apparent, so everything belongs to you. Thousands of cars. The rulers of today, you know, they may have a few palaces here and there, a few Rolls Royce and this and that, and how many you have? This is our retreat center. This is our center. This is our Gyan Sarovar. This is our Madhuvan. And no one says this is Shiva's temple. No. What we have to do is to become conscious of it. And see unlimited joy, unlimited happiness come. You go to any place, you look at the flag, you know, flying there. Oh, this is our center. And you be there, you are welcomed always. No one would say, this doesn't belong to you. And just think, right from this life, onwards, golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age. Even at the end of iron age, our life is not that bad. Before coming to Baba also, better than the average people. So if you accept eternity of the soul, if you accept your eternal relationship with Baba, if you accept eternity of the drama, you have to accept eternity of your fortune then. How beautiful it is.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I would like to thank Nirvairbhai, and I think we all can thank Nirvairbhai by giving Nirvairbhai a way for taking time out and sharing so openly and from the heart. Thank you.
Yes. You have to say anything? No?
I'm detached.
Detached.
I have one request of Nivebhai, actually.
Yeah.
When Nivebhai was in London, he was in the car, and Sister Maureen was in the car with us. And Nivebhai saying, you should have a session in Peace Park in your IYF.
Yeah, sure.
So I said to Nivebhai, will you come? And he said, yes, I will come. So I'm requesting Nivebhai, will you come to a session at Peace Park in the IYF?
Yes, why not?
Good, thank you.
Because there is nothing else to do for me. Just picnics. That's a great honor for me.
Thank you.
Being invited. So when are we going to have it?
Soon. We'll let you know.
Yeah, please let me know.
Before we take Toli from Nivebhai, where's Sister Ruth? Have you got any announcements to make before we break? So you heard that our next workshop's at 4:45.
I beg to be excused for one thing, that I lose track of time when I'm in the class. This is my problem.